Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, last week, we shared a message entitled The Twofold Rest of God. And with the Lord's help, we'll just wrap up that message with some concluding thoughts. And the message was based on the words of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Let me share them with you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus continues in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, beloved, there's been times in my own life I didn't feel the burden was light or the yoke was easy. And whenever we find ourselves in that position, you may be finding yourself in that place today, we have to examine ourselves and know that what Jesus was saying was truth, is truth for our lives today. I know our society is a very different one from that in which Jesus lived, but the enemy has always been in power. He's always been about the evil work that he does against God and against his creation, man, which God has placed on the earth. And so God has given us solutions, beloved, but we have to accept them. And we have to take the resolve, the determination, the energy, as well as the honest acknowledgement that sometimes we can be the problem. Our long established pattern or habits of thinking, of acting and doing. And if we will listen to God's word, if we will obey it and be willing to change our pattern of living, then obviously, if Jesus said we could have rest for our souls, then we can have it. And so I would just like to share a few thoughts, a few solutions for all of us regarding the twofold rest of God. There's the rest that is given. Jesus said, if you come to me, I will give you rest. And then the rest that is taken, if you will, if we place his yoke upon us, if we learn of Jesus, if we learn his ways, reading and hearkening unto his word, we will find rest for our souls. And so, beloved, the first and most important, these are very basic for any Christian life, if you will, and that is absolute dedication to quiet time with God every day. There's no substitute for this quiet time. If you can, the early morning hours are best, but the Lord knows you. He knows your responsibilities. He knows your commitments, your time, and so you can choose whatever time, but be faithful and committed to it. We must give God the first fruits of everything, and that includes our time as well. And then also, now this is something to really think about. We have a certain amount of strength and abilities, and a natural response when our desires or our purposes or our intentions are frustrated, we get upset, we get angry. And we have to understand, in this earthly life, the life we are living, we will have tribulation. Jesus said we would have that, and we have not yet sacrificed unto blood, as so many of our brothers and sisters in centuries past or even in our current time are doing. But we must allow our schedules, our strength, our abilities to be frustrated without being upset by it, because we have to understand this is a part of the world in which we are living, but Jesus has overcome the world. We can be of good cheer. A time is coming when all sin, all defeat, all frustration will be foot under foot. The devil will be chained. Jesus is returning to this earth, and it will be a 1,000-year reign of peace and the glory of God. The knowledge of the glory of God will cover the earth, the waters cover the seas. But so we must come to a place, we're never going to achieve a place of perfect peace and tranquility until we're with the Lord. We can experience it, but we, even as the trials come, we can't allow them to just tear us apart and be frustrated. And also with that, we need to enjoy the experience of living, you know, not just the end results. We need to rejoice in the Lord. We need to understand the joy of the Lord is our strength and experience the small things, the blessings, the beauties of everyday living. Now, you might say, well, that's easy for you to say. You just don't know what my life is like. Beloved, none of us know the trials that each one of us can carry or what we have to be going through. But it is a truism that if we have life, if we have breath, if we have the ability to, whatever ability, so many people are blind or they can't hear or they can't walk or they're bedfast. Beloved, there are many things we can thank God for. And also soundness of mind. Some people have lost the ability, cognitive ability. Now, in this world we're living in, let's slow down in everything. Refuse absolutely to give into the pressures of the world. And I know it's hard. All you have to do is drive on the freeways. Oh my goodness. That is enough to make you really see God. So just take time. Refuse to let the world establish the pace in which you live. And learn to say no to the devil. What does the scripture say? Submit yourself to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee from before you. And then another very practical recommendation is don't put yourself under obligations that, without sufficient prayer, that possibly will bind you the moment you make them. In other words, don't do something rashly or without thought or prayer. Seek the Lord. Be in prayer about any commitments that you make, because time and energies and your current responsibilities may not be able to or enable you to keep them. So be very prayerful about adding more to your to-do list, okay? And then stop condemning. Stop condemning others, whether they're members of your family or other Christians or yourself. And because there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Do we achieve that perfectly? No, not in this life. But that is our intention, that is our purpose, that is our determination. If we fail, thank God we have an advocate with the Father. And if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. So we need to encourage ourselves as well as others, instead of discouraging them as well as ourselves. We can, if we allow the negative thoughts of the enemy coming against us, condemning us, we can be, as Brother Glass used to say, lower than a grasshopper's belly. We can just actually, what the enemy starts, we finish. We can bury ourselves in negative thoughts. And with that, we have to allow the Word of God to reign in our hearts and mind and stop allowing the devil to run roughshod over our mind and our thoughts. When he comes against your thoughts and you recognize it, sometimes you're not even, you're so habitual perhaps in negative thinking, we don't even recognize it, but refuse to accept his lies. And what does this take? It takes standing on the Word of God. It takes exercising your willpower and to think on the things of God, quoting scripture against the enemy, just as Jesus did. And beloved, those negative and bittering thoughts can't stay. If you say you can't, well, you know, you'll just go on in the same way, the same pattern you have, being miserable and sad and angry and upset the way you've been for so long. But beloved, God does not want that for you. So You must determine. Let's make that determination today. We're going to look at that glass of water and see it half full rather than half empty. But most of all, let's see Jesus as our yoke fellow. If you heard the broadcast last week, remember I said they took an older, experienced oxen and put a younger one with him so that the younger oxen would learn to what is expected as they would carry that or pull that burden. Of course, the weight would be carried by the older, more mature and experienced oxen. And that's what Jesus is to us. He's gone before us. He's with us. Beloved, you're not alone. And if you could get that image, that vision of Jesus as your yoke fellow, and as much as you envision the way you have spent your life, bad memories. Just today I was talking with a dear brother and he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And he looked freed, but he said he's been under such a tremendous battle. The enemy was bringing against his mind of all his failures, all the things that the mistakes he's made. And beloved, that puts us on a road going nowhere. Beloved, we need to rely on Jesus for all things and seek his face continually. Well, beloved, this I hope has been some practical advice to help you enter into that rest of God. Let's pray as we close the broadcast. Father, I thank you for every listener, and I thank you, Lord, in this world of chaos and turmoil, that you are going to give your beloved sons and daughters peace, a peace that passes all understanding, to give us, Lord, that rest that you promised for our souls. And so, Father, I rebuke all unrest. I rebuke all strife and tension and fear. And I release right now the very peace of God to saturate their souls, their minds. And Lord, that they shall know that you are their burden bearer. Father, help them to enter every day into the rest of God and to be fruitful for you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, I thank you for joining me, and I invite you to join me tomorrow, and we'll see what the Lord has for us in terms of his word. But I pray the Spirit of God continue to minister to you as I bring this broadcast to a close. I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs. I personally pray for you. No one else handles the mail but myself, and know that you will be covered in prayer and will believe God for miracles in your behalf. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Amen. God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.